If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. You've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we look for trouble with David Trainer from New Constructs. New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. It brings together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting to dig in at the footnotes level and work up. And what it finds is that what most people are looking at surface level, is sometimes misleading. And if it's misleading and working against you, that makes a stock dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
CAVA.
Danger, danger.
CAVA Group. It's ticker symbol CAVA, C-A-V-A. This, another IPO, bad right out of the box. What's the problem here?
Chuck, this reminds us of Sweetgreen, which was, you know, one of the poster childs of bad IPOs during the IPO spree a couple years ago, except that it's worse than Sweetgreen, we think. This would be a zombie stock if it were already a stock. Honestly, it reminds us also of WeWork. Remember we said WeWork was the most ridiculous IPO of 2019 and they actually shut that IPO down? We feel the same way. This is a ripoff. This is a business, Chuck, that's losing money and its profitability is much more likely to get worse than it's going to get better anytime in the near future. This is literally, these are the private equity holders hoping to get bailed out by unsuspecting public investors.
CAVA, for anybody who's not familiar, the comparison to Sweetgreen is that they're fast casual restaurants. CAVA is a Mediterranean focus. Sweetgreen, salad. And I believe the line you used when you put it in the danger zone was, seriously, you're asking us to pay this much for lettuce. In the case of Mediterranean, maybe we're looking more at you're asking us to pay this much for olives.
Olives and hummus. You know, I mean, look, it's not a differentiator. One of the great charts in our report that Kyle pulled together from the Sweetgreen and we added in CAVA is this pie chart that just shows how many companies are in the business, like how much competition there is. I mean, just the list of competitors and store count. And so CAVA is just such a small bit player, which means they're going to have to spend a ton of money to try to grow to get scale so they can compete with the Subways and the Starbucks and the Chipotles and the Chick-fil-A's and the Smoothie Kings. But that's just going to mean a ton more cash burn, Chuck. I mean, this IPO money, you just might as well light it on fire.
That being the case, your work on WeWork and that of some others is a big part of what wound up making it that IPO never happened. When you look at this one and you will be one of the first to be talking about it, but as others come out about it, do you think that this one gets to where, yeah, this one isn't even going to launch? Because again, starting out as a zombie stock means you have less than 2 years of survivability.
For CAVA, actually, they burned $120 million in 2022. They got $23 million on the books as of April 16th. So it doesn't have a lot of time before it needs to get this IPO done. That's 2 months of cash burn on the books. In other words, they need this capital raise to remain a going concern. If and when they do IPO, and by the way, Chuck, I do feel personally like it is better for the world for this not to happen. This is a big ripoff. It's going to be bad for the economy, for our country, for rich private equity people to dump this on, again, I think unsuspecting public investors or retail investors. I hope that doesn't happen. If it does happen, I can't guarantee that it'll be a zombie stock because if they raise a whole bunch of capital, $1.5 billion, that'll give them way more than 2 years of burn rate runway, in which case we're going to kind of say, well, we tried to warn you. It's still a bad stock, but it wouldn't qualify for zombie because it would have too long a runway.
Right. So in other words, they have 1 foot in the grave and they are trying to literally become the living / walking dead and they need your money to do it. If you're the investor who's buying this thing, and that doesn't mean that whatever runway they get is going to be long enough to succeed.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's just deferring the inevitable. And part of the reason their cost structure is only going to get worse is that their expansion up to this point has been driven by the acquisition of, wait for it, another zombie stock, Zoe's Kitchen, right? They bought them out of bankruptcy. I'm sorry, I don't know if Zoes was a zombie stock. It was a Danger Zone stock, because I think Zoes went out before zombies were created. But point being, that allowed them to convert 145 of Zoes Kitchen's locations to Cava restaurants. That's over half of all their locations. Those conversions are a cheaper way to expand the footprint. They even state in their S-1 that they anticipate, quote, "We anticipate that our operating expenses will increase substantially in the foreseeable future. And following the completion of conversions of the remaining Zoes Kitchen locations, we expect that the capital expenditures requirements to open a new restaurant would be significantly higher than we have experienced in the past few years." If that doesn't scream, we're going to be burning more money, not less, I don't know what does.
Yeah, they need somebody else, some other place, like, who knows, Sweetgreen, perhaps, to go out so that they can buy them up to expand further. And I have to imagine that that's the interesting side. I guess, you know, when we were talking about Sweetgreen, that the stupid money risk would have been that Cava comes and buys them or what have you. Is there stupid money risk on Cava? If it can get there, does anybody want this? Because I would assume if somebody's interested in buying Cava right now, they'd be interested in doing it before the IPO, not after.
Exactly, right? I mean, exactly. The private equity people here, I'm sure, were shopping this to someone else. And worst case scenario, hey, I'm going to go to my Wall Street buddies. We're going to hype this thing up and we're going to make a whole bunch of money on a terrible stock. And guess what? IPO, I'm wiping my hands. I sell my shares into the public and we're done. Thank you. Or, you know, after you go public, you slowly kind of, you sell out there. But at the end of the day, you know, retail investors, less sophisticated, less professional investors, shelling out $1.5 billion, that's the expected valuation at this point, $1.5 billion for a money-losing business is just terrible. It honestly disappoints me and upsets me a little bit that, like, this happens in our world. Like, this is an extremely inefficient market going on here.
One other thing that's really interesting. Now, you know, you like to dig into the footnotes level, et cetera. I like to dig into company statements and what have you. That has always been part of what I was doing when I was writing Stupid Investment of the Week and the rest. One of the interesting things, and it's happened with other companies, and I have to say, maybe we should talk about it more often, but we haven't on the Danger Zone, is that Cava has elected to operate as what's known as an emerging growth company. That is an enormous red flag, because it means that, oh, by the way, the information that you are looking at, or that I would be looking at, or any shareholder would be looking at, is maybe not quite as transparent, right?
1,000%. That's a section in all of our IPO reports when it's an issue. And we call it the emerging growth company status limits transparency. And it just means that they're exempt from providing an auditor's attestation report on the company's internal controls. What? Oh, we don't really want an auditor telling the world that maybe we don't have good financial controls, and so nobody knows that there's fraud in our books. I mean, why that even is even, you know, allowed, I don't understand. Why people would choose to not be transparent about their books, to me, is a huge red flag, Chuck. I agree.
Well, all I know is that I always want to look at an auditor's statement to just go, do you have any worries about this being a going concern? And you obviously have worries about this being a going concern. I have to imagine auditors would too.
1,000%. I mean, they also don't have to disclose executive compensation obligations. They don't have to immediately comply with new or revised accounting standards. I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's a big red flag. And that to me is like the cherry on top here, or the turd on top, whatever you want to call it. Like, this is a bad business, losing money, going to lose more money. I hope that nobody falls for it. And I hope this IPO, like WeWork, just never really gets it done until they maybe go through some sort of restructuring.
And we won't even talk about what it's worth, because quite honestly, you've made it clear, as far as you're concerned, it's worth nothing.
Yeah, this is a zero. Should be a zero.
But we'll see whether or not it actually happens that way, because again, it is going to IPO, pre-IPO, right out of the box. Yeah, this something smells rotten at Cava restaurants, and it ain't the food. It's ticker symbol CAVA. Maybe the food smells bad too. I don't know. I've never actually eaten at a Cava. But it's CAVA Cava Group, this week's pick in the Danger Zone. David, great stuff as always.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be with you.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs, which is online at newconstructs.com and on Twitter at New Constructs. David's on Twitter too. He is at TheRealDTrain37. And up next, well, we're going from Cava restaurants to hot dog restaurants around the globe. It's the book interview. I'm talking with comedian, but also researcher, Jamie Loftus, who's got a new book out called Raw Dog, The Naked Truth About Hot Dogs. That's a fun one, and you don't want to miss it.